Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Conray, and here's what he very briefly has to say. Hey Sandman, I'm curious on your opinion on the Oscars incident with Will Smith smacking Chris Rock. As a black male, I saw this as a petty move, dare I say simp/white knight move, especially considering their marriage history. And furthermore, there should be no reason to physically assault someone, male or female, just because a few words that were hurtful might have been said. I wonder if Will would have reacted differently if this was someone like The Rock instead of Chris Rock. Stay up, man. Keep up the good work. Well, Conray, thanks for the support. I'm glad you and many other people want to hear my take on Will Smith's white knighting for his bald baby mama, Jada Pinkett Smith, at the Oscars. I don't think he would have smacked Dwayne The Rock Johnson or anyone else bigger than him. But Chris Rock was smaller, so Smith figured he could take him on. As for Jada Pinkett, she was diagnosed with alopecia, which is a hair loss condition a few more years ago. Chris Rock at the 2022 Oscars made a joke that Jada was bald because she was going to be in the next G.I. Jane Part 2 film. That's when Will Smith came up on stage and gave him 5 across the eyes. I know exactly what I would have said if I was Chris Rock after that. I would have said, nice smack, buddy. Did you practice it at home on your wife? But of course, Chris Rock was trying to defuse the situation, so he didn't say that. Plus, it would be way too easy. Instead, he was probably thinking to himself, this moment's going to provide comedy gold for material for his stand-up comedy for years to come. But if you look at this particular photo with Rock sporting a smile and Will Smith looking like he's about to crack up laughing, you might think that the whole thing was staged to stir up drama and attention for the Oscars, which are currently bleeding viewers each year. It's probably not staged, but you never know. After all, they're actors that play pretend for a living. The Oscars peaked out at 57.2 million viewers in 1998 with the release of Titanic. They only received 9.85 million in 2021. And that's with the larger population in the United States and abroad. I didn't even know they were on last Sunday and only heard about them on my Twitter feed, when Jordan Peterson asked the question, does anyone even care about them anymore? The sad truth for the Oscars is that other forms of entertainment are better these days. The reason the Oscars were popular 25 years ago was because we just didn't know any better. There was little to no internet video at the time, and it sucked, and was usually either 240 or 360 pixels in size. The views for the Oscars are down 1/6 from 25 years ago. The ratings for the Will Smith slapping Oscars will probably hit 12 to 15 million, a bit better than last year, but still declining. They should have had Joe Rogan host the Oscars. He's a comedian, and I think everyone would tune in to watch that. They'd probably get 20 to 30 million viewers because many of his regular viewers would tune in to watch. He gets 11 million viewers on average per show, which is how many viewers tune into the Oscars in 2021. But you know that won't happen because it's not woke with fries and a Coke. As for Will Smith, I'll continue roasting him like fresh ground coffee in a jiffy. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to black-on-black violence is more common than white-on-black violence, even at the Oscars Clown World show. The day after the slap heard around the world, people were suggesting I cover the story. This all kind of reminded me of the wrestling match from years ago with Jake the Snake Roberts and Macho Man Randy Savage, where Jake brought out a King Cobra and proceeded to have it bite Macho Man. I put a link to that particular wrestling match in the description. At the end of the clip, Jake the Snake has a big smile staring at that snake, because he knows everything went off great. I swear I saw the same look on Chris Rock's face. $5 says that it was all staged. People were wondering why Rock wasn't pressing charges on Smith either. Also, what if a white actor had struck Chris Rock and then gone on to win the Oscar for Best Actor, the way that Will Smith did for King Richard? There would most likely be a stripping of that Oscar. But because he's black, it's not going to happen. At least it's not happening as of scripting this video. I don't think anything is going to happen because when Whoopi Goldberg got all weird about the tiny hats, she was only suspended and not fired from her job. A Caucasian most certainly would have lost theirs. There is actually systemic racism, but it's aimed more at the pasty people these days. As for Will Smith, it's sad to see this happen. When he won the Oscar, he went up to do his speech and said that Richard Williams The role he was playing was defender of his family, basically justifying why he struck Rock indirectly because he was protecting his family too. He also mentioned how he got to play the part of the White Knight in the film protecting Angina and Senia, the young actresses playing Venus and Serena Williams in that film. Then he said the most hypocritical thing ever by saying that in this business, the film business, you've got to be able to take abuse and disrespect. Meanwhile, he can't take it when he gets it and goes up and slaps Chris Rock. He turns the Oscars into Jerry Springer. It's sad because film as an art form is no longer as relevant as it used to be. In the age of the internet, film is like radio back when film and television first came out. The internet has displaced Smith, which is why he made a run at YouTube fame. He started a YouTube channel 3 years ago and was getting just under 4 to 5 million views per video. And now no one cares anymore. In the last 4 to 6 months, his views have cratered. And he's barely cracking 200,000 views per video on that platform. You know, he's probably going to make a video explaining the slap and then get millions of views on that. He's also got a YouTube original series about getting in the best shape of his life. And even with the YouTube promotion, he's only getting about 3 to 4 million views an episode with YouTube promoting it. So his YouTube channel is failing. He let his wife cuck him because they had an open relationship like Jack Murphy, and now we have this slap encounter. He will most certainly keep getting film work now that he's won an Oscar. But that's about it as he slowly fades into obscurity. He's kept his career going much longer than most other men in his field. But he's no Morgan Freeman, or Denzel Washington for that matter. Washington also told him not to let the devil take him at tough moments in life. I guess he didn't listen to that advice if his outburst was genuine. Everywhere I looked in the mainstream media, they seemed to be confirming over and over again that what happened was real. But do you really believe the mainstream media anymore? If Will Smith genuinely acted out of frustration and love that his wife was being insulted, then I think he's got the worst case of love goggles I've seen in my entire life. There's also footage of Denzel Washington talking to him and trying to calm him down after the incident. And Smith is seen as wiping his tears away from his face. This coming from a guy that did nothing more than hear some insults from a comedian. It's true that actors and artists are usually more sensitive and open than the rest of the general population and feel things more deeply. That's probably why it hurt him so much if it did, and it wasn't just crocodile tears because his wife looks more and more like a crocodile as each day goes by. White knighting is a powerful poison that can mess up your soul. The deeper you love, the more you're willing to transfer that emotion into your soul and internalize it, and not use those around you as emotional tampons. You use your pain to help you express yourself creatively. Maybe between the pain that Chris Rock gave him and the pain that Jada Pinkett gave him by cucking him, it was possibly a little too much. So this is where we are as a society. Men hitting other men for making unfunny jokes about their wives, even while their wives are getting banged by other guys and they seem perfectly fine with it. Even Chris Rock appeared to be shocked and said, "Relax, it's just a G.I. Jane joke." It wasn't even that good of a joke, but it was enough to trigger the fresh simp of Bel-Air. He lost his mind as if Uncle Phil had died. If I was Chris Rock, I wouldn't have said anything. I just would have started doing the Carlton dance on stage, and the whole crowd would have erupted in laughter, and it would have diffused the situation. It probably would have stunned Will Smith enough so that he wouldn't be able to yell profanities at Chris Rock. Chris Rock would have stolen the show and made Will Smith look like an even bigger fool. Everyone would have recognized the dance immediately, and that would have been an epic night to remember. Maybe he could have also said that part about Will Smith beating his wife first before doing that dance. Now that would have been epic. You'd then see Rock doing the dance as Will Smith ran up on the stage again to hit him again, and the security started rushing out to stop him. Then shoes would be flying everywhere, and the Oscars would de-evolve into an episode of Jerry Springer. If I was staging things, that's probably what I would have done. People would have been talking about it for many decades to come. Instead, it's going to go on the Will Smith shame pile, along with the Will Smith YouTube Rewind video. It looks like he started his career off strong, but he's going to finish it as a soft simp. Maybe he should have listened to the words of the person he portrayed in King Richard, Richard Williams. He told his daughters this, and I quote, "The most dangerous creature in the world is a woman that knows how to think. There's nothing she can't do," unquote. Besides being a red-pilled quote, it also probably described what Jada Pinkett has done to him. She was the one that manipulated him enough to stay with her, even though she went out there and had an open relationship. He could have had any hot 20 or 30-year-old starlet that he wanted, but he's an honorable man, it seems. Some might say a little bit too honorable at this point, now that he's fine cucking himself. I think that's about all I've got to say about Sir Simp-a-Lot Will Smith. I better not say anything before he gets Susan to slap my YouTube channel out of existence. The last thing I want to bring up, ever so briefly, is a film called Flesh that was released by Hollyweird recently. It's a story about a man that's a doctor that lures women way below his sexual marketplace value into a relationship, and then takes them to his mansion where he cuts them to pieces and sells their meat to wealthy clients to be eaten. While I was watching it, I thought to myself, Hollywood can't even get a basic story of cannibalism right these days. The premise is good. Taking advantage of post-ball women and selling them one piece at a time to the highest bidder. But it was poorly executed and had a lot of potential. Someone suggested that I watch and review it, and when I watched it, I thought, well, there goes 2 hours of my life that I'll never get back again. So I guess I'm telling you guys all about it, not as a recommendation, but instead as a warning not to waste your time. Just like we all know not to waste our time watching the Oscars anymore. I've gotten to the point where I almost give up entirely on mainstream entertainment, because it doesn't get you to think as deeply as it used to. The only show that I've enjoyed recently has been Raised by Wolves, because it's got a whole new take on humans and androids and science fiction. That's something I'd recommend to everyone, even though the android mother looks androgynous, and the male android father kind of reminds me of a cucked Will Smith. They kind of remind me of a real-life version of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. The show pits a group of atheists that worship and take orders from an artificial intelligence versus another group called the Mithraic that resurrect an old Earth religion from the Roman Empire. I didn't even know the religion existed until I watched the show, and did some background research to figure out what it was based on. I definitely recommend it, even though at times it can be kind of strange. As for Will Smith, he's probably experiencing what many people called cuckold rage. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Conroy for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that everyone gets to smash Will Smith's wife, as well as Jack Murphy's wife, except them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it will rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps YouTube's 2022 Rewind, where Will Smith counts down the top 10 men his wife slept with this year, then warned him away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.